Let's check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
Hey, we're back at West Kentucky ATV and enjoy being here, really talking about what they have. The man who's behind this business, he doesn't like to talk very much, but Seth Wyatt, what got you interested in this in ATVs when you were young?
As a kid, me and my brother just always, we always rode, like to trail ride and whatnot. That was one of our biggest hobbies when we weren't playing sports. Sometime in that range, we always worked for what we had. We would save up a little money and we'd sell the one we had and we'd buy something a little nicer that year and ride it for a little while. Then we got to where, I think I was about 14 or 15, that dad would drive me. We'd find them in the show and tell, go buy one, bring it back, clean it up, do what we needed to, and then resell it. And that was kind of my gas money, I guess you'd say, back then. Mm-hmm. Kind of got away from it for a little bit and then started doing it from home again, probably in 08, 09, something like that. Mm-hmm. And in 2015, we just decided to go ahead. I enjoyed it. It was something I could do from the house. Just decided to go ahead and make it a business. And ever since then, it's just kind of been snowball. Right. It's come a long way. We've been very lucky. We had a lot of support, had a ton of support by the local customers. A lot of out-of-state people. You'd be surprised at where people right. come from. This morning, we just had a guy come in. He drove a little over 3 hours one way to pick one up.
Right.
Said he'd looked everywhere, but he just liked when he said he called us and talked to us. He really liked the feedback. And that's what we want. We want good feedback from customers. We want them to feel like that, we're treating them like we want to be treated if we go somewhere. So picking up the Bobcat line, this was kind of Michelle's baby, but it's been a really good addition to what we're doing. We've got some other things in the works this year. Curious to see how it all works out, but I think this is going to be a good year all around.
So obviously the Bobcat line has been a really good addition for you. Your ATVs and your side-by-sides, that's kind of the base of your business. Talk about what you've got and what you can get folks there.
Well, with the ATVs and UTVs are strictly, they're mainly pre-owned. We sell some new Bobcat UTVs. People don't realize they're actually made in the same manufacturing facility as Polaris.
Oh, really? Okay.
So parts interchange. They're built by Polaris, which is been a well-known brand for years. So it's I like having that here because that's probably one of the ones that we sell more on the used side. Mm-hmm. Our used inventory changes daily. We may pick up five or six over the weekend and sell seven or eight through the week. It's a roller coaster of just a revolving door of pre-owned inventory. But we've got a good setup. We run every one of them through the service department, check everything out before it sits on the lot. It's just been we've got a pretty good team out here, honestly. We've got four full-time and then me and Cole behind the scenes. So, it's been a good year, and we've got a lot of things in place that it works a lot better nowadays.
How important is it to you to make sure you have that service behind the sale?
That's honestly, that's everything. That's the guarantee when somebody comes up, we're putting our name on it. It's small family business that we've grown and are started and grown over the years. But behind the, after the sale part means more to people than, what they call the taillight warranty. So even on the pre-owned, we give them an extended time, call us back, whatever, as far as that goes. But we stand behind everything new or used. We stand behind what we sell.
But that's very important. Of course, not only do you have the ATVs and then your side-by-sides, but also your Bobcat line too, but a lot of accessories inside here that folks can get to go with them.
We can pretty much outfit them. If you name it, we can do it. We're doing, especially since it's past the where it's street legal now, we're probably doing at least one street legal kit a week. Doing a lot of, this winter, we've done a lot of heater kits, installed doors. But other than just those things, we can do wheels, tires, lifts, winches, snow plows. We had a run on snow plows a few weeks ago. So it's pretty, if it's available, we've got access to it. You know, we've got several vendors. We can bounce stuff off of the customer and see which route they want to go, and then let them, you know, make sure they're happy after it's done. We let them pick out exactly how they want to do it.
I think it makes sense. And, you know, you talk about the snowplow thing, but you can do those on the subcompact tractors, compact tractors, or many of your side-by-sides can do them too.
Yeah, we do a ton on the side-by-sides. People love the doors and heater kits. Some of the doors you can just pop off, you know, in the summertime if you don't want to, or some of them are more fixed on the machine. It just really depends on the customer. But, yeah, there's different options with the tractors. You've got box blades, grudger blades. You've got plows you can put on the front of the buckets. Or, you know, I really hadn't thought about it a lot because it's out in the air, but our small MT-100, which is a small loader, track loader, you know, it's got attachments for that. Our small articulating tractor, the sow or loader, it actually has a snowblower option. Oh, so there's Bobcat has an they've got an attachment for anything you can think of. It's pretty neat.
And you guys have been to the plant where they make them, and so you kind of have seen the backstory of how they're all made.
Yeah, it's really impressive the way the systems they have in place. We went to Statesville, North Carolina, on the tractor manufacturing facility, and they've got it's wild to see what they've got inside of one building, honestly. You know, they've got some, they don't rush through. They have, at the end of the assembly line, they have people that check out, do it once over before it leaves, make sure that every fitting's tight, everything is operating the way it should. It's really neat to see the quality they put in it, the time they put in it.
Sure. Obviously, Cole, he's a junior now, but he wants to come back in this business. What's it mean to you and Michelle to have him want to come back and do what you guys are doing?
That was a big reason we ended up moving out here a couple of years ago. Figured if he was going to do it for a living, he didn't need to do it from the house. But, you know, wanted to give him something sustainable, something well-rounded that he could, that we could work with him. Not hand him, but just work with him. And he's very knowledgeable on every aspect of the business, the workings of the machines. He can answer questions that any adult can answer. He shows a lot of interest in it, and it's fun to watch him interact and make the sale, or you know, lead somebody in the right direction for what they're looking for. But that means a lot to us. I mean, it's our name on it. It's something we've really took a lot of pride in over the years, and to see him take that on, and you know, that responsibility and on, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, you can see when a customer comes up on the lot or something like that, he loves to go talk to him. He's out the door a while ago to go out and do something, and you can tell he enjoys what he's doing.
Yeah, if a delivery truck shows up, he's going to be the first one to the forklift. Uh-huh. And if a customer's out in the parking lot, he's not going to wait till they come in to talk. We laugh all the time on Saturdays, because usually Saturdays it's me and Michelle and him working. And he handles, till we get overran with customers, he handles everybody that comes in.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
You don't find that love very often. That's great.
No, we're pretty fortunate, honestly.
Yeah. We got a great crew here. Lexi's here. Lexi probably won't talk to me, but yeah, she's busy. She got busy over there, but Lexi does a great job. She's been a great addition to you as well.
She has been. I think she's being shy from the camera today. She found something to do real quick, but no, she's been great. She's eased Michelle's mind a ton, and she keeps it lighthearted around here, so keeps everybody on their toes, and it's a pretty good team, honestly, that we're getting it put in place, so that goes a long way.
Exactly right. Great reputation, that's what it's all about. But Seth Wyatt and Michelle, and then of course Cole with you, and Lexi and all the crew here, encourage you to come by and see them. West Kentucky ATVs, and you know, I'm out through a lot of this that region of the area, and you hear a lot of people talking about you guys, Seth. That means a lot, because you know, they know about you not only here in Princeton, but all around the area there. Always great to be here. We're West Kentucky ATVs on WPKY 103.3 and 1580 AM.